B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
All that music means it's time for the 5K Day Cash giveaway. That's right. We'll give you a keyword. The keyword is car. That's right. C-A-R. Very easy word. It's a three-letter word. So enter the keyword car. Just what's it like? Might be like a four-syllable word I have to put in there.
Right.
Put the car word on the Fanatic app, 975fanatic.com, or by texting car to 45911. Due by 4:15 p.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected and you won $1,000. Everyone that enters on the app or the website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. The rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. So just enter the keyword car on the Fanatic app on 975thefanatic.com or by texting the word car, C-A-R, to 45911 by 4:15 p.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K Day Cash Giveaway is presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. So in this contest, like, why was the Trust the Contest added?
Just to kind of be...
Like 5K Day Cash Giveaway wasn't enough. They put the...
Trust the Contest.
Trust the Contest 5K Day Cash Giveaway in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Nationwide.
In my updates, I always invert the two words.
What? Contest the Trust?
5K Day Cash Giveaway keyword, or I invert keyword and giveaway.
All right.
I can't, it's like a thing. I just can't get past it.
4 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. Now, we always refer to this show to the infamous Booney, who is our producer on the NBC Sports TV side of this program. Now, all the graphics that you see, all the good production with the video and the split screens, all done by Booney back at NBC Sports Philly. And big news, Natalie.
Yes.
For the second straight year, Booney has won the St. Mary Magdalene of Delco
Trivia Night. He has. He got a trophy, so I'll tweet the trophy out.
I'm pretty sure Ken Jenkins was not part of that trivia night.
Ken Jennings, was, I don't know.
Chad Jennings, sorry. It was three guys named Al. And Booney's amazing at trivia.
Yeah, and
it was of Wilmington, not Delco.
I'm sorry.
That had to be a major mismatch when he walked in.
Yeah, that guy's got a big brain.
Seriously, that's like a pickup game at the Y and LeBron walks in. I showed up again?
The best part is it's in the church basement. It just makes my
what
life.
What do you get to, Booney, what did you get? Like a little Mary?
That was a nice trophy.
No, it's a trophy.
Nice
with
the trophy?
Yeah.
Nice little Mary on the trophy? Oh,
no, yeah. That would be great,
though. Mary should be on the trophy, St. Mary Magdalene.
She should.
Huh? Nice Mary.
Famous.
You can put on your dashboard?
Church events.
That's good stuff.
We had bingo.
How many people, Booney, how many people were in the contest? How many did you slay?
Oh, he's typing it in now.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. So we don't have direct contact with him. He's got to email us.
It was 20 to 25 tables.
20 to 25 tables?
A lot of people out.
Oh, my God.
Dominant performance.
Was there a fee to get in?
Wow.
A fee to go to the church, obviously, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was probably like BYO, like snacks and stuff.
$100 a table.
$100 a table?
Yeah, like that's 20 to 25 beer. Tables. That's a lot of money that was generated.
It's like probably beef and beer style.
Of course.
Yeah.
BYOB.
With the little glasses.
It's BYOB. Yes. That's BYOB.
BYOB?
Yeah.
All right, bring in a six-pack. Let's go with the questions. Boom.
And Booney. And everybody rolls in with coolers.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, every table has their own little cooler.
Well, everything should be done. Maybe when I get married, I'll have a beef and beer.
So anyway, the contest was by table versus table, by individuals versus individuals at the table. Any more details on this? Because that means he slayed over 100 people.
I think it's table versus table. His table won.
Oh, his table won, but he was probably the front man for the table.
Of course he was.
I get it. Oh, good job, man. Two years running?
Back to back.
Back to back.
That's good stuff.
Boney's strong.
You know,
he says that his teammates, though, he's been a good magnanimous leader, saying he had a lot of help.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a three-time winner back to back to back at my daughter's school, Country Day School, Sacred Heart, back in the day. Free throw shooting contest. Daughter, dad, free throw shooting contest.
That is adorable. Delightful.
Now, I got the trophies to prove it.
Now, were you carrying her, or were your daughter able to shoot?
My daughter made a couple.
Okay.
I think I went 10 for 10, and she threw in a couple more.
And then, boom, that's enough.
Yeah.
She was probably so happy.
She was. We had three trophies with, it's like a father-daughter holding up basketballs.
That is so amazing.
That's pretty cool.
But like, she was probably so proud. Yeah, she knew that you were going to kill it.
She was like hoisted. She was a hoister.
That is
back,
so cute.
Back in the day.
I love that.
All right, let's go. Aaron in Norristown. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Michael, how you doing?
What's going on, Aaron?
Not much. Hey, I appreciate that you took Dan Marino, 25% Italian. He's 75% Polish and Slavic.
He is?
Yeah.
I got to ignore that part of the DNA.
His grandfather's from Abruzzo, but his parents...
Wow, that's all it counts. He's an Abruzzo.
You take him right away from the Polish and the Slavic.
Yeah. Forget it. I'm ignoring that.
He might have some outside tutors in his family.
Maybe.
Anyway, talking about the Sixers, who, you know, I appreciate why they went through the process and the 6 years of, you know, pretty much charging full price for a product that they had to do because they had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, you have the owner of the team who is so involved in his, you know, North Jersey, New Jersey Devils, traded one of their top players, fired their coach.
Fired the GM. Boom.
Fired the GM.
Freddie Sharrow's kid goes down.
So how do you feel if you're working for him, you're here at the Sixers? Do you think that puts a light under your feet to, like, get this working or not?
I'm not sure how he feels about this Sixers team. I see him sit there in that first row. He looks like happy as a clam. You know, I don't know if he's taking inventory about what's really wrong.
Michael, his history, before he started buying franchises, he used to buy down these franchises and just turn them over for the product. He's more interested in owning the Prudential Center of the Rock than he is the Devils. He even said he care less if they have a basketball.
I just want to be out of this building.
You know, in hockey, it's like that's a common thing to do, to fire dudes. So, like, in basketball, maybe like he's got enough people around him to talk sense in him. But I don't know. I don't know how he feels about Brett Brown. That's actually a very good question.
Yeah, that's why I was watching him, like, hands-on. And you could see him in the interviews being grilled by the press about what he's done to the Devils. They're actually thinking he was a savior. You know, we got P.K. Subban there. He was a savior, you know, taking that franchise from, you know, where they'd gone from greatness to horrible. And he was grilled. He was grilled.
He seems to love the experience at the Wells Fargo Center. Like, he seems to really relish in that excitement.
What happens, like, this, he's got contracts. Like, it's not only the annual contract, like Tyrone was talking about, but wants to take on a five-year contract. I feel like they've signed themselves into limited trade possibilities because of all these heavy contracts they got. They have a good front.
Well, what are you talking about, five-year contract? Who are you talking about? Like, Tobias?
Well, Tobias, they got Joel, they got... Ben's going to be his kicks in next year. I mean,
you got to keep your cornerstones if you believe they are cornerstones.
I don't want him to say anybody. I'm saying, how do they build the bench with all the money they have committed? It's going to be difficult.
Well, I don't know if it's. We're only talking about one guy here. Yeah, you know, just the shooter. I don't know if it's that difficult to grab one shooter.
No, you have to get creative and find a guy. Other teams find a way. They're not the only team that's capped out.
I mean, they've found a way in the past to bring in a couple shooters.
Right.
So the breaking news is that Luno and A.J. Hinch were both fired. The Houston Astro GM and the manager, after they were suspended for a year, ownership came in and decided to fire them both.
Apparently, according to Passan, whenever the investigation will eventually go public, it's bad. Like, it's much worse than, like, Deflategate or Spygate. Like, whatever they did that year was particularly, egregious.
Plus, that GM was already on thin ice with the harassment, the sexual harassment situation with the female reporter.
And with the league. But apparently, that was horrendous. They fired that assistant GM that did those things. And then apparently, when this comes out, this was bad. Like, they straight up were They were straight
yes.
cheating.
And the other guy's in trouble now is Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox.
Yes.
Who had his own allegation with the Red Sox, but also was the bench coach for the Astros when that was all going on. So he may be clipped by baseball.
Yes, soon. Like... Apparently, this is when it comes out. This is the worst cheating thing since the Black Sox.
Yeah, so he gave Kapler, but he didn't cheat.
That's true.
There you go.
He didn't cheat.
There's that to be said for it.
Yep.
I wish you would have cheated.
Maybe yeah, they wanted some games. Like, they didn't take away the World Series. You would do you're all like, of this for a World
nah,
Series.
It's just like this cheating. Like, I'm unfazed by this whole thing. Like, I don't think it's that egregious.
I think it is, though. Yeah, well, we don't. Like, you don't know
it's
the
like
extent
baseball,
yet.
You're trying to get a little edge.
But you don't know the extent
yet. You play 162 games. I can see where people would fall into the league's little traps.
You don't know the extent yet.
Yeah,
it's one thing.
They get a camera from center field looking at the signs, relaying it. Yeah, that's gamesmanship.
That's not gamesmanship.
You still got to hit it. See, baseball's the thing. You still got to hit it. At the end of the day, you're steroided up. You know what's coming. You still got to hit it.
Right, but these are also great hitters. You're going to tell me it's not easier to sit on a slider, sit on a fastball
yes,
if you know the
but
pitch?
But you don't know where the location's going. You don't know where the – that's the thing. You'll always – it's still hard.
Right, but why do it?
You got all the information. That still doesn't make you a good hitter.
If it doesn't work, why would you cheat then? If it doesn't help at all,
it probably helps. What I'm saying is you still have to do it.
Like, I agree with the steroid thing completely.
The muscles don't hit the ball. You hit the ball.
Right, I still agree with
that. In conjunction with your brain.
But this is, I think, pretty bad. We assume we know the extent. It seems like they're saying that this is pretty bad. It might not have been just this.
Yeah, baseball, I don't care. Baseball. You know? People have been trying to find an edge forever. Trying to steal signs. You know?
Now there's $5 million fine mixed in there, too, they got to pay.
$5 million? That come out of the owner's pocket?
Owner's got to pay that, yeah.
Bad day for him.
Yeah, he's got to pay that.
Let's go. Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Robert?
So, I actually got a football question and a basketball question. I'll start with the football one real quick.
Yes, sir.
QB coach DeFilippo and what's his face for offensive coordinator? Now his name has lost me. He used to be the head coach. I forget it. Oh, well, because I...
Well, he used to be the head coach where? Where was he?
Nah, I'm just trying to remember. I can't think of his name.
Caldwell?
Funny the whole time. There you go.
All right, Jim Caldwell, we've talked about it. Now DeFilippo's available because they mutually parted ways down there in Jacksonville.
I don't want DeFilippo as an OC at all because for some reason he's gotten ousted two times back-to-back after leaving us. And I don't know, something's wrong with him. Maybe he's just a good QB coach. So I'd rather have him back as a QB coach.
Oh, so he's tainted. Like the last week we talked about him, he was the golden child here with Carson Wentz.
I think he was a part of the brain trust of three people. I don't think he was solely by himself the guy.
Well, he's got a taint on him now. That's a shame, man. He went from the penthouse to the outhouse.
For me, at least. And my basketball question is, draft night after a unsuccessful season for the Sixers, the Hawks called. They have a top three pick because they're terrible. They trade you their top three pick along with Cam Reddish and Hunter, or vice versa. Are you taking that for Ben Simmons?
You know, they would never do that.
Why wouldn't they? They got a lot. They got a couple.
You're talking about like two high picks and another number one, like two young talented players.
Two young talented players.
Two top eight picks and another number one for Ben Simmons.
Top ten. They were top ten. Yeah. Cam Reddish was top 10. He was number 10.
So why would they do it?
I mean, because you got to think. Cam Reddish isn't coming along. You got a guy in Ben Simmons. They don't need a shooter. They got shooter. They got the other guy out there. I can't think of the white kid's name. Horder. They got Horder. He's a shooter. They got shooters. They need a guy like Ben Simmons, who's a star, first of all. Second of all,
and Trae Young would play with Ben Simmons.
Oh, why not? Because now
Trae Young's got the ball in his hands most of the time.
That's fine, but now Ben Simmons don't have to have the pressure shooting a three-pointer. He can do exactly what he's doing now in Atlanta without having to have the pressure shooting a three in Philadelphia.
Well, forget the pressure. He needs the ball in his hands. Trae Young's got the ball in his hands 70% of the time. Where's Ben Simmons? What's Ben Simmons going to do? Float around?
I think Trae's doing that now because he has to. I don't think he's doing it because he wants to.
I don't know. I think Trae's a ball-dominant type of guy.
We'll find out. They need another guy, and I think Ben Simmons could fit in there, but again, that would be kind of interesting. I think they're going to give up one of those first-round picks. They got a couple of them this year.
And who would you select with that top three pick? Who you got your eye on?
The only guy I would like is a guy out of Georgia. That's the only guy I like right now.
Yeah, I saw him the other day. He had a bad game. The kid, the guard, the 6'5 star. Yeah, he's a consensus number one pick, but I don't know. The longer this goes on, I'm not sure he becomes the number one pick.
Yeah, and could
there's
be
also LaMelo, and there's, there's a lot of guys overseas that skipped.
Yeah, that Memphis kid that he could be in the mix too. The center,
James Wiseman.
Yeah, he's in that mix too.
Not for the Sixers.
No, the Hawks would do that trade.
They would.
Yep, probably in a second.
For Ben Simmons.
Yep.
And add him to a backcourt with Trae Young.
And then figure out stuff. The reason they would do it is their number one thing is always selling tickets and interest. And young players don't win. With Ben Simmons and Trae Young, not this year. Next year, you do make the playoffs. If you're the Hawks. And they need to. They're in a different situation. Because they get swallowed up by all the college teams. The Hawks are one of the only teams where good or, like, if they're not good, they don't go at all. They don't watch. They tune out way worse, even lower than the process level with the Sixers. They would do that. Now, I don't know if it helps the Sixers because you have a 33-year-old guy and Embiid and then Richardson and Tobias and then a child, but they would do it. You could draft some 19-year-old. You'd have like a kid. It doesn't fit, but the Hawks would do that. They would do it without even hesitation. Like, you call him and say, Ben Simmons.
So you draft a mellow ball, and he's your future point guard?
Yeah, I don't like it. See, I don't like it, but the Hawks would do it. The Hawks would act, they would be, you would sell a ton of tickets in Atlanta.
They're like DeAndre Hunter?
I mean, he would.
So they thought he was going to be a quarterback.
They like him. I'm saying if they had Cam Reddish and picks, and you figure out a package for Ben, they would do it. The Hawks would absolutely do it.
All right, that's next year, though. I got to save this year.
I'm with you. I'm not doing this year.
Like in the offseason, if the Sixers, suppose the Sixers lose the first round.
Well, now you fire the coach. Coach is fired.
Yeah. And then at that point, everything's in play.
Right. But I don't
think
that'll happen.
If they lose to Toronto in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
I think it's possible.
I don't think it's possible.
You don't?
I do not. All right. Don't think they can lose to anyone in the first round.
Okay.
Second round, if they play the Bucks in the second round, they absolutely could lose. I think the only team, I still think, in a 7-game series that would beat them is the Bucks, but that's not what I signed up for. I signed up for a finals run. I can lose to the Clippers. I can lose to the Lakers.
I don't even trust them to win a 7-game series against Toronto right now. That's how far I am. Unless they make a deal, they are what they are. They're a bad road team that doesn't have a killer that can rescue them in the end.
Then I win in 7 by winning 4 home games.
So they got a flop at 4-5.
Yeah, they have 42 games. Right. I'm not worried about that.
You're trusting that. You also thought they could get to the 3 seed.
I still think they can get to 2 seed. I still think that. But that doesn't mean they'll beat the Bucks. I still think they can get to 2 seed.
We're going on some lunch with tofu. All right. Let's go to Jerome in Elkins Park. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Evening, people. How you doing?
What's up, Jerome?
All right. I guess for me, far as this season, because, you know, hey, we're all kind of like this moment type of thing. We do need a bench score. I think Zaire Smith is going to be a decent player. And I would do.
Where do you see that?
Excuse me. Because I think he's got an NBA body. Plus, he's a person. I knew you were going to ask me this question.
He's a person that's come back
from the brink, Mike.
Yeah, I get it. Know? What has he shown you at all?
Well, don't let me burn up my time.
All right, go ahead.
Here.
All right, go ahead.
All right? I think there's interest in the league in him, as Tyrone said. Plus, you have Scott. So, you have to look for a player who is going to be a priority, a very good three-point shooter. So that means I don't want Roko. And if he can take and, you know, create his own shot, that'd be even better. If he doesn't play defense, that's the last thing. So that I could exclude. But, you know, what it comes to me is just the fact that if they don't do what they're supposed to do, my finger's on the button as far as the coach. Because I like him, say, I feel he comes across as a good person. But when people go, like, you know, you'll say, oh, Horford is done. He's not done. But when people ask him, why isn't he doing what he was previously doing or what he was brought here, he says, I don't know. Ask the coach. Or when people say on that team, where's the accountability at? That comes to the coach. I just feel he knows things. Like when he says, oh, well, I don't want to call plays. Well, you got a guy who's trying to learn how to play point guard and not doing it. And you had a center who had played limited, but he's got generational ability. You have to call plays, particularly now when your neck is on the line.
All right, so what are you saying? You want to zip him now?
No. I'm saying the clock is ticking.
Okay.
He's in the last year of his contract. We all know what happens. Whatever happens with Embiid down and what he can produce as far as him and Ben and the rest of the squad will tell the tale.
Yeah, you're right, Jerome. I'm focused on one thing right now. Like, whatever happens after the year, Brett loses his job, whatever, they make some trade. Right now, I'm trying to salvage this season because I expected something out of this season.
What did I start off with when we got here, Mike? I know you're a time-of-the-minute guy, and in some ways I am too. And, you know.
All right, listen, if somebody can convince me, here's what, if they fire Brett now, they're going to surge. They're going to, okay, all right, but whatever. If that happens, wonderful. I'm worried about this season. What can happen this season that makes this team better than what I think they are right now, that makes them capable of actually winning a conference title? That's all I'm focused on now. Whatever happens, I don't care at this particular point. I'll address that when I get to it. 610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 4:30, which means it is time for an update for our Twitter poll with Natalie Eganoff. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 2,100 votes on this one today. Do you care about Andy Reid winning? 63% say yes, 37% say no.
All righty, thank you very much. Let's flip it to the Eagles just briefly, because I want to kind of go over this roster and see who we want back and who they should move on from. So let's start with the quarterback backup situation. You moving on from Sutty?
I am.
And you're not signing McCown?
No.
All right, so you're in the market for a veteran backup quarterback who could actually play if Carson Wentz can't.
Right, and then the guy who, Laletta or whatever, from the practice squad,
Kyle Laletta.
I would try to make him my third, and I'm not
local, local kid.
Yeah, I would have him as my third, and that's what I would do with that position if I'm, he knows he's been in the system a year now, so I'd have him as my third.
All right, sounds good. Now let's go backfield. Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, definites?
Yes.
Jordan Howard, not.
I would not, and I don't think he'll want to come back because I don't think he'll get the ball enough, so I think it just makes sense for both sides to part ways.
Corey Clement.
Gone. For me, two straight years hurt, I can't.
All right, and then they signed Evander's kid.
Well, I bring him in.
Bring him in, maybe practice squad dude.
Yeah, let's see what happens, because I know he ran slow at a workout, but he looked pretty quick in games at Georgia. Mm-hmm. So you got to see, you know, you keep him, bring him to everything, and then see what happens. I still need one more back.
Okay.
In some way.
Wide receiver. Aguilar gone.
Yep.
Ortega said has to come back.
Has to. You have to try to develop him, new wide receiver coach, and see what happens.
Deshaun Jackson.
He has to renegotiate or I can't have
him. Pay cut.
Has to.
Greg Ward.
Has to be back and on the roster, not as a starter. People think he might be a number one. No. But he's back on the fringe. He'll play special teams and be slot and stuff like that. He's back.
All right. Any of the scraps you keep? Deontay Burnett, Robert Davis, Shelton Gibson.
They could come to camp. You need bodies. Mm-hmm. You need camp bodies. And maybe one of them went to USC, didn't he? Maybe he could still develop.
That's Deontay Burnett.
Yeah, maybe he could develop. So I'm saying he might not make the team, but I'm saying I'm keeping him around.
The Alshon dilemma.
You know what I'm going to do? I have 10 draft picks. I'm calling teams and asking, if I give you a draft pick, will you take them? Because it's way cheaper to trade them than to cut them or to keep them. So first thing I'm doing is saying, hey, I got a four. And that's a lot. Will you just take them? And if somebody will take, so I do that first, and if not, I'm just stuck with them. No, I got to cut them. So I'm calling everybody and saying, hey, I'll give you a four to just take on the money.
All right, let's get to the offensive line. Couple decisions. Peters.
Gone.
You got to explain to him that if he wants to be a starter, have to do it somewhere else.
Yes.
Vitae, unrestricted free agent.
Also gone. I can't afford him.
Okay, so your left side would then be Dillard, Samalo.
Yep.
You hope Kelce comes back.
It appears that he is, at least what the reporters think, that he's going to come back. He's not really thinking about retirement this time.
Okay. Mailata, of course, is your boy. He stays.
He stays.
And Sua Opeta.
Yes, because if you sign that guy to the... You picked him up because you thought someone else was going to sign him because he was on your practice squad. Mm-hmm. You got to keep him now. So, yeah.
Okay, so...
And Pryor stays.
Okay, yeah.
I need Pryor, too. And he's a swing tackle guard guy, too. So, yeah, he stays.
All right, let's look at defensive line. Sharif Miller is a draft pick, so he has to stay, yes, right? I hope he develops.
He has to.
Graham is on a contract. He's back. Vinny Curry.
Probably gone. I got to get younger there. Thank you for what you did for us, because he actually closed the season pretty well. I hope you find a job elsewhere.
All right. Jannard Avery has to
get traded for him. Yeah, and he's young. Try to give him a whole offseason in your system. Let's see what happens.
All right, there's guys like Anthony Rush and Bruce Hector.
Gone.
Gone.
And so, Jernigan. Gone.
Gone.
Yep, we tried. You didn't step up for us when we needed you at the end.
Eliminating a lot of guys. Josh Sweat stays. He flashed a little bit.
Absolutely. And Deshaun Hall has
obviously. Deshaun Hall stays.
Because he tore the ACL. You're stuck with him.
So Malik Jackson will be back. That'll be all good.
Yes.
Hassan Ridgeway.
He probably needs a look, yeah.
All right. Gary.
Back. He's 100% back.
Okay. Other than that.
All the
linebackers are gone.
All gone but him. Yep. And T.J. Edwards. No, T.J. Edwards is back.
T.J. Edwards goes.
The undrafted. He played.
All right, Grisier Hill gone.
Grisier Hill gone. And Brad, I'm gone.
Interesting. Now, as we go to the defensive back, is it a guarantee that Sidney Jones will be back?
Because of your lack of bodies? I say yes, but not because of his play. But you have no bodies. So, yes, he's back in camp.
All right, Roddy McLeod.
If I'm
unrestricted free agent.
Thank you so much. You did a lot of things for charity. Good luck in the future.
Avante Maddox.
He's back. He's under contract. He's back.
Will he be the safety?
Could be. Could be.
Mills is back.
How are you going to replace him? You see what I mean? This is where it's tough. Like, what's your alternative? But, I mean, you have to pay him some.
Rasul Douglas?
I think he can play safety possibly, but they don't think that. So I'm wondering, I think he might be vulnerable.
Eric Allen, I mean, Cravon LeBlanc.
He's back. They re-signed him. He's back.
He's back. How about Epps?
Epps is gone. Epps is gone. No, Epps is the strongest.
All right, Ronald Darby.
Gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's gone.
All right. They got a lot of things to take care of here.
They do.
If you look at those teams, they're down in the Final Four. They're not close to them. Let's go to Philip in AC. Philip, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Philip.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, Philip?
How you doing?
Fantastic, Phil.
Good. So I'm going to talk about Sixers. I know you guys were talking about the Eagles, but I'm going to bring it back to the Sixers.
Go ahead.
And how I can help you this season.
Yes, help me this season.
I got two names for you. One, the lesser name is Villanova product Josh Hart on a very favorable contract, very cheap. Pelicans, I don't know if they're looking to really sell, to be honest with you, because they're a decent team even without Zion.
But Josh Hart does absolutely nothing for me.
Well, Josh Hart gives you the defense. He gets a 3-and-D. Just a little add of his. He's not someone that we need to dip into our future too much to add. He's just
he gives you a 3? Where does he give you 3?
In the corners. Get your 3s in the corners.
He's not a good 3-point shooter.
But The main name I like is on a very favorable contract, which is Derrick Rose, which is he's getting $7.5 million this year, $7.5 million next year, and it's not too many players you need to get rid of on our team, so it would be a Zaire Smith, and if you can try and hold on to Scott.
I'd be okay with Derrick Rose. I think he'd give you a little energy off the bench at that position. I'd be okay with that.
20 a game, six and a half assists.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Josh Hart, no.
Well, you know, just trying to get some names. I mean, it's hard with the Sixers cap.
Yeah, I need a shooter. You know? I don't need Josh Hart. I need a shooter.
Well, the thing is, like I said, he's a guy who's been playing in Philadelphia before, so a body who's an energy guy who's looking to
not
get
a shooter,
minutes.
Bro. Not a shooter. Let's move on from him. Can't shoot. I know went with Villanova. I know we all love him. Can't shoot it. Let's go Belial in South Philly. Belial, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike, what's up with
what's
you?
What's up, Belial?
All right, man. Hey, Mike, I've been telling you, I've been listening to you for years, man. I keep telling you, stop saying stuff, man, because as soon as you say it, people jump on it. You know, it's a saying out there when people, they say, their mouth ain't no prayer book. I ain't trying to, you know, say nothing wrong, but your mouth is like a prayer book, man. As soon as you say something, they all follow suit on you, man.
Well, what did I say that people are going to follow suit on?
You've been talking about the problems with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I'm not a bad guy to follow suit on, by the way. I got news for you.
I keep telling you, you say that.
I speak truth and honesty every day.
Okay, okay, all right, well, let me get on my point. My point is this. I wish people would stop looking at the problems of Ben Simmons and see where the problem is at. It's in the coaching. I mean, this guy, he'll take four subs out. I don't care if we're down by 20. He'll take four out and put four in. That's AAU. I played AAU. I played high school. I played junior high school. This is what they do. They don't do that in the pros. He'll do this all the time. And then how do a guy who says, I don't call plays, still have a job? How do you still have a job? You saying you don't call plays. I have to realize I have to start calling plays. You should have been calling plays. And I'm telling you, this guy, he just doesn't get it when it comes to NBA X's and O's. He's a good development player. Now, in regards to X's and O's, he don't get it. In regards to trying to figure out what we can do, look, I'm all for firing him. Get a defensive coach in there, somebody that's going to make these guys play defense and figure it out. We ain't going to go nowhere with this guy anyway.
Let me just retort here. First of all, in the NBA, coaches aren't calling plays in every possession. The NBA is a players league. They know they run sets. They know how to play together. Second of all, how does Ben Simmons equate to Brett Brown? How does Brett Brown prevent Ben Simmons from playing the way he should?
Okay. All right. Now, that goes into coaching. If you can't get a player to do what you say in regard to your coaching, your ability of coaching ain't where it needs to be. So if that player is not listening to the coach, then somebody said something about Andy Reid leaving. Andy Reid left because people stopped listening to him. So therefore, he went somewhere else where players was listening to him. If these players aren't listening to Brett Brown, then Brett Brown.
No, it's just one player who refuses to shoot. I mean, listen, Brett, I'm not trying to stand. Brett Brown might be the problem. We'll find out soon enough. I don't know. Like depending on what they do this year, his job could be in jeopardy. But it is evident to me that he is so frustrated that he has resorted to going public with it in hopes that that would change his mindset about shooting the basketball. So that tells me that they have worn their shoes out trying to get this guy to shoot the basketball. Now, what's the only way to do it? You bench him until he shoots. And then you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Because the Sixers aren't better off without Ben Simmons on the floor. So what do? It comes a point in time where the player is responsible for his own fallacies. This is the NBA. It's a grown man league. This is not the CYO. Where a coach is drawing a play on the floor. 610-622-0975. Two lines are open. Good time to get in. Mike Missinelli Show. Back at
the Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today is a Monday, and normally Monday we go around the NFL, but since only a few games left, and you saw them all, and you know what happened, no reason to go around the NFL, but around the NFL is brought to us by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast online at trainingcamp.com. So around the NFL, there are four teams left. Green Bay Packers go at San Francisco, and the Tennessee Titans get demolished in Kansas City. setting up an Andy Reid Super Bowl versus the 49ers. Red versus red.
Yeah, see, I want the Packers to win.
They're not, though.
I don't know. Can't hide your quarterback forever.
Oh, you and Jimmy G, man.
Can't hide him from
hating handsome Jimmy G, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this hate for Jimmy G.
Well, why not?
Come on, handsome Italian man.
I just don't know where it came from.
It has nothing to do with him being handsome.
Some way, it's usually something. There's something in, what is it?
He's done nothing wrong. Other than there's the adult film thing. But
the adult film thing.
Why is that wrong, though?
Come on, man.
And what did he do? He was in an adult film?
No. He took an adult film star on like a date to a public place.
Oh, he took an adult film star on a date.
Yeah, and she's older than him.
Living a life, man.
Yeah. What? He's like, I'm Jimmy G. I'm taking the porn star to dinner.
So, on a public date?
Yeah.
On,
what's wrong with that?
He respects her.
The porn stars are people.
Yeah. He respects her.
All right. Well, he has no hang-ups.
Okay.
Because he knows he shows up with a porn star, people are going, man, Jimmy G, man, he must be all that, the satisfied porn star.
Yeah,
right.
So
that's how what much, it is, right? Wait, that?
So
right.
Let me get this straight. You're handsome, you're rich, and you need more? Nah, something's not right about that. You need more to amplify?
Well, you're worried about his excess? That's what you're holding against him?
I'm not really holding against him.
One night of excess?
I said I have nothing against him other than I'm not sure he can play football. But the
you got
one
something
thing,
against him?
No, I don't.
You got the porn star thing against him.
Yeah. That's a thing that happened that I don't love.
Well, it's changed your whole view to guy.
No, it's not. The fact that they ran 30 of the last
21-5 is a starter, you know.
Yeah, great 41 defense.
41 TD to interception ratio.
I love Richard Sherman. Love Richard Sherman. Think he's a hell of a corner. Hall of Fame level player.
How you hold on to little things.
But I'm not holding on.
It takes your view to do.
If Richard Sherman.
If he went on a public date with a porn star, you would be mad at him?
It would taint how I look at him. I still would think he's a Hall of Fame player.
If I went on a date with a porn star, you would taint your view of me?
Yes. What do you that's not for public consumption.
Why?
Once you decide to do that.
Well, I wouldn't do it because I got a daughter. I got to be an example. But he's a young, thriving single dude.
He can do whatever he wants. It's not illegal. All my point is that when a person chooses that job, in my opinion, that puts them in the undateable category. Does it put them in the unfriend or unhuman?
Undateable because he dated a porn star?
The person who does that, who does the adult things, to me, is an undateable. You must be fine with it.
All right, so let me get this straight. Your problem is he showed up in public with her. Suppose they called each other's fancy, liked each other. What should his date be? Let's stay home and watch porn inside my apartment. We can't be seen together.
Well, you don't have to watch whatever you want.
To take her out to dinner. What's the problem? Maybe she's like a med student who tried to finance her.
Yeah, what if she's a lovely lady?
Right.
That's not true.
That girl's not a med student. Okay? That's something you keep in the house or in her house.
Maybe she just tried to make some extra money and it morphed into the porn industry.
Okay. Well, once you go that route, you're not dateable, okay? If you want to call me judgy, fine. Call me judgy. I am judgy.
She can't date anybody? The porn star can't date anybody?
No. You're not dateable.
She can't have a regular life outside the porn world?
No.
What was her name again? I'm going to look it up.
Dude. No.
Come on, man.
That's my real opinion. Like, you can still hang out. You can still be buddies. You can do whatever you want.
So she can't date the rest of her life?
I mean, she could try, but people should be telling her, you do that on film, you're not a date person.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
That's my opinion.
All right. By the way, this warm weather was interesting because, you know, warm weather happens like this unexpectedly. You start opening windows all over the place. And invariably, what happens, like, when you open a window in the winter, what do you see? Crud central in your windowsills.
You
never even think about it until you open the window. Oh my God! So that's what I did all weekend. Every windowsill, I got the Lysol bleach.
I used up
two rolls of paper towels. I got clean sills now.
Well, I'm not doing that till the springtime.
And it felt like germ free in my house.
Well, it probably was.
You cleaned everything. The air's coming in, and the clean sill, and the waft of the. Of this Lysol.
Yeah, it's coming in nice. Yeah, it's coming in nice.
Smells clean.
Yeah.
Kiara Mia.
Kiara Mia?
Yeah.
When does she, do they need her in the operating room? At 5 o'clock?
How long is Kiara? how old is Kiara Mia?
Let me see. She complimented him on multiple things.
How do you spell her first name?
K-I-A-R-A. Kiara.
M-I-A?
Mia.
Is that a real name?
Yes. She's 43.
Well, she's 43, Tyro. She's retired, for crying out loud.
She's not retired.
She's not still there at 43.
Yes, she is.
She might be.
No.
Listen, while you're doing that lifestyle, we're not going to date. But, I mean, I wish you nothing but the best. But dates? Come on. I can't take it. Come on. What you do as a job?
Cut it's it out. So funny.
What? I
can't.
Listen, man, if he's secure enough to do it, like, take a girl out that might be wrecked now. I saw her in a porn. Like, that's up to him, man. It's
I didn't tell him not to do things with her.
They blamed her. They blamed
not
her.
Date.
The fans blamed her for his torn ACL after they dated.
Probably was her fault. She's got my man weak in the knees, so literally.
She was older than he was.
Yeah,
she's significantly older. She's 15 years older or whatever. She's significant, maybe more. She's significantly older. There's nothing wrong with that part of it.
Can't legislate love, man.
Love?
Well, I mean, it caught her fancy. Maybe it was, you know, her mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree.
Nice Italian mom and grandma. Well, she's coming over for Sunday dinner.
Sure.
You're bringing home that?
Yeah, I'm not so sure you can bring her home.
All right, bringing the meatballs? That's why I say you don't take her. The mom's making the meatballs, and you're going to have her come in? No, no, no.
Why the mom always got to be making the meatballs?
Well, what do you want her to make? You pick.
Why?
She's making something for Sunday dinner.
All of a sudden, the mom got to be making the meatballs when he comes in?
What is she making?
She's self-quoted as saying, everything I touch turns to gold. Just saying.
Yeah, she's not my type.
But I know she's not fit, but I'm saying, imagine now your mom's
home
making
Jimmy was
implant.
Rolling. He met her at a party. It's interesting. He wanted to find out about her life, how she got into porn.
Talk to her on the phone. Don't date her publicly.
He said, and she also said that he was such a gentleman.
He is
so
a gentleman. He looks like a nice guy,
and
Jimmy.
He sure does.
Jimmy G. He's not a scam. He's not like on the make all the time. He caught her fancy.
That's just a mistake. It was a bad mistake.
That's ridiculous. 5 o'clock hours ahead. Mike Misnelli show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.